Hello and welcome to the program this morning. This is the day the Lord has made. We rejoice and we are glad in it. Thank you for tuning in. It's amazing, amazing, amazing Friday morning. Hallelujah. I trust that you've treated your body the way you should. Kings and priests of the Most High God, by giving it water therapy, by taking good care of your body. That's the best food your body ever could have. Water therapy. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for such a direction, for such a blessing to each one of us, kings and priests of the Most High God. Today is going to be exciting. Today we're going to be wrapping the prophetic week, you know, of describing 2018 special. I'm Edmund Sokwerede, and we're in for a wonderful ride of the Holy Spirit this morning. So, like always, if you have received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, speak in new tongues, the gift of the new language the Holy Spirit has given to you. Otherwise, pray in your understanding, but yet in the Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for your presence. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for your grace. We give you praise. Our bodies we offer unto you as a living sacrifice. We thank you, thank you, thank you for your victory that you've given to us, for your grace that you've bestowed upon us. We praise your precious holy name. Thank you, Father. 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 Thank you, Lord. Come on. Pray in the Spirit. Pray in the Spirit. Hallelujah. Pray in the Spirit. Pray in the Spirit. Not saying the ictos a kashak tama lebokin tipri isik shusikathen dobra akandala pakash tesha. Pray the zuki bora mamanja kateka suksik soksions of odoma ramakase katipo kososhe karabadi. Makthain to six shusiki pakula makanta le kosto jeket lik duze gijuket loprandana maske da krusto jeke kelapakusarabadi. Nare kashare gri. Ro prada kin section si tiri ki tila ki sukshi se katholo prakta nama manzik shi si kataluba ka section se ire boko nama rahaya. Eke prato uze kenti shiki shikshi singi pakura mara man san kande da gujiket lekto section se inka tila gama nama ka sikshi si karabari. Gokla mamanda bredi siki shaktan bala ka sekshi sondo bala makabri. Akandam balebre dize kashok tenka lamande kritiziki shak tengre the higher. Stir up yourself in the Holy Ghost. The presence of God is here. Hallelujah. Apshe someng me kempre de consaction san and kanangiri kritiki skosha kara pacto bre kusera babahaya. No sogre ink suction sabadamankara the kik soksha soboro the cotlok tomvere bekengje ki suction sat nare katara. Brantati skosha kentenk hat nere. Kasok shubek mother veranda prakto sokopai. Nare kosa. Shake yourself in the Holy Spirit. This is the day the Lord has made. We rejoice and we are glad in it. Pakos the stove, radanda ma shak te kopok motom peta de mesita. Av josam on the make it excos at any sections to produce a katumak ma cantanda balopre inki sokabaye. Na shake de galeshu kipaya. Bokolomo moko shaken debok majinkil meke tenga debra dokolo mana makasik a shuck of the nangla haya. E kratar sik shees a krondo kronda rama kamba rebasiki. Makaya te siki shika. Maredo sikrediso konoma vandari sukshu sekaya. Mareko seke degra, pradoze kende bank mon jeke tike pep maturi sik shi sogre in kola pagna ne nani suk ingalamanda la kasakashi. Pray in the Holy Ghost, hallelujah, glory to God. Soma jekit nengra duze ke kele komboro maman tata misiki shakal pek mon tombre de kensi siki poro mamarara. Narhaya. Laku bak manjante the great loco put not of a six she singi taro cantanda bali medesi kitli kalo socia predunze gilenanda pakai. Preve kasak shen sem be menkre ikila klotoro mozong shese ke le tharuma makama sharabadigiri. Eki patom be sakafeda duk skoshkom brunding is ikshinker rura than a sakchanda brakande lo pokisi. E fakten jesok temorom brandala mama kapa shaker. Ruprekato sekshes egelegra actans aksaski jeskedons ki produce ekshon dalakada vadama. The fire of the Holy Spirit is right within. Naro se kroduse kopak na mamara bar. Stayed out. Patoske preintis ki jikekto motofa. Masanfre enki paktan tama sake chuski pra untek skoje gede menengra da lactus ke pokono mataroka. Afkose pene ben peren de tusi ki shoktomo rovrandara mama kupasara bari. Eki poro mate ke. Nese ke tende tharisa kula mama shataba labari. Viboro makasha. Tama seke dengre dikot nepok temo jaket leplop le mijikite ni piki sakshu sombre dengle ikipoko de boshera brahai. Vasa kimonon dere kesok shin sekton de bredi kalokombra da nama kava za kisokra da lena kusakra ikide. The Spirit of God is still describing 2018, the year 2018. Pray in the Holy Ghost. The Spirit of God is still describing the year 2018. Afko beniskida susadumedu sokshun zobrenda la mara gadagatosak lahai. Nakava shekele boda vradeski. Ore meken chokshen jegiri buk muzokle enfeda mora brenda kaksa deneshi. Verisokshu sop menu gron dere menkrodu sokshin sanema gere paku. Neke keredisha. Predisco pradana mamantama le prodosok shi seka tembora manani kastoje kitlika tiko zubra dala mamankaba de bosaka. Afke kusek shu sit nera gonde la le disifro den misik shu sempole na devra ankala pakte so konje katite le li sobra de nanae. Rasseka shot nembra dongle enka tambore me kesik shu set ne produce le manatanda sik shou seka de mande de kesiki. E prados unconscious stick negida could look to section sat nam on a bit noroki six shisi prados a cut lak take autonomo nombra akasachi. Bredo cock nembu six sheik a dikalamento sek a shintem brodukin pick malo kefor of suction zip nebra do nomo sakatan de bradis o colamadeshik laha. Epsokin bet monfana netori six you sell a gleitu bar and a tangzes go supistu shikiti lek laksogla angarabri. Nata segere, repregindor sakta marandar clock de soction de bekin sando bradeka, baseke de vinamus tombala mande grethic scotia steba de menimbra de tasoche de ribaha. Praying the Holy Spirit, the fire of God is within. Stay up, patse nenda, rob de guskisha, shake your holy body. Pick it up and sodembre la dasak shek le baduze crodune meka de baha. Bring it under the influence of the Holy Spirit this morning. Leather koskushe piknindi di gligla lalo sakofra. Mantegre dexok shunzi bradona manemenka pagdoze kujikekdog ne deno blala mahai. Nakaha eroskiba. Eri brodose kashtik tingo du bringe tel kama tu sekshu sak demonomando bragende glahan katagade sekri. Eki por amenda glakana mama shekate brodose kekelema bokinte si toselaneni foktandi risegi sedenda rictarisco da lectane sadara. Ek shokshin du gigi makatama soke pek mon beri neki shokshin suki bonem en pek mon savre. Ek shuno mo savre tanisko brodonda lahai ki soka ba. Another 2 minutes, stir up yourself. Savi shukia bonen ve ki soktomo nomenge. La tende soktomber meder kup meri sekshu ziki di brodosa na manga laha. Na tatizelo. Frandaska pokshok singere bengla iktola na sadani rengro sukshi set ten and pep merida ruzo shada baklanda tarisika nei the soka pak nain de le lebra do soktin and the g sokton mani to so biva de divinum so produce kelle gradiza soklahaya. Glory to his name forevermore. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Sembrudu si cradon zectangus get netarida du misukri. ria la mamahaya. Shak sobek mane mere sukshi sobra da la manca te produce che tindi de richisa la babre co somrande re sukisho. Da saganda ta siskendo brado me soka banander kitorum sokshi sika da bare. This year you shall walk in my strength, the Spirit of God says. You shall walk in my strength. You shall walk in my strength. Halala baseke. Oh, le sosuki. Tirbik morondara sakshandaradaya. Vendo soktondere gade sokshe sabrandele kokora de sokshe sopendara gadaleshkurira. Lariko sondera dare sakantendo produce. Ki produce mamashakade. Another 2 minutes come on. Le sajuvi ki prona savanashke bondere ke sikshu. Nadoje mena, tanda de zikita, repravoske, shombena madeno, monkrete sakshi, suprenda de dare sakchatare, dere disocole de sofashikada. Oh, shady crado, sakshi penindere tachiskapa, tenda sojuze kila de rida. Antesco, mentaraska dubisku, zikit naret anida, sisko pradera, randa cisco, shibik mare de cisco berini sira hara. Oh, soje giboka. Na pare to skinde de dinitsu levo dumeti no le le si shoflai onde. Ante to si breda len sek di marunda le su shidre le lo kusklenda la ta sumira. Then to praxis na pin de re sisho. E the lease of la danda pra sexi sho glengra ta taratis ke jekra de le lengra ta suska peteigla ha. Namesake shows elemera polonari katosaka. Vendor cook section se prendo onda requisit show le pradiso. Pradana ting just get low giro cla ancube den big show cla amara bateco sacre. The presence of God this year, you will enjoy the victories that He'll give to you. The presence of God, He'll give to you multiple victories. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen, 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 amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You know, we've been describing the year 2018 by the Spirit. We've been describing it by the unction of the Holy Spirit. And if it didn't start from Monday, I think it started from Wednesday. Whichever day it started from, but I tell you, this beautiful Friday, I come to you once more and say to you that 2018 is going to be Christ rests. Now, this is what the Spirit of the Lord is saying this morning. Christ rests. Christ rests. Christ rest is something that you see, it's not something that we think in our mind. It's not something we understand in our mind. In the Old Testament, the book of Genesis, the Bible says, the Lord created the heavens and the earth. How many days? 6 days, and the 7th day he rested. Now, that word rest, it comes to our mind in our own understanding, in our own way of thinking. What do we mean by rest? R-E-S-T. What do we mean by rest? My daughter asked a very brilliant question. She said to me, Daddy, I've got a question. I said, come on, baby. And she said to me, how can God rest? You told us God is powerful. You told us God is all powerful. How would all powerful God rest? He said, come on, how will he rest? And that, you know, sometimes many people do not think that way. Many people they think religious. Don't ask that kind of a question. Child, God took rest, or the Bible says God rested the 7th day. You don't ask that question. You don't no answer to that question. No. There is answer to that question. What's the answer to that question? The understanding of rest. You see, my daughter, she thought that God rests like us. And you see, up until the time she asked that question, what the Holy Spirit answered her, you could understand what the Bible means by rest. And so, In the Old Testament, the understanding of rest means cease from work. Don't do any work. Just like the Lord, the sixth day, ceased from his work. Christ rest this 2018 that you're going to be experiencing every day of the month is not ceasing from work. What the Spirit of the Lord answered my daughter is what I bring to you. The very meaning is to abode, is to live, is to live in a different time that is different from the first day, second day, third day, fourth day, fifth day, sixth day, is to live in a different time with a different schedule, a different aim, a different mission. You see, that is the rest he's talking about now. How is it that they talk about the Sabbath day? The Sabbath day in the Old Testament truly talked about stop working, rest, you know. But you see, that rest is not exactly the rest that God meant. Because if it is the rest that God meant, then Jesus will be breaking the Sabbath. Jesus did not break the Sabbath. Jesus did another works of God. Jesus abided in God, and he said, the works that I see my Father do, the same works I do. This categorize your 2018 kings and priests of the Most High God. The works you see the Lord Jesus do in the scripture, the same works you will do. Now understand, the very word rest, when you look at it, it means to abode. It means to dwell, to live in. It does not necessarily mean to stop doing something, but it means to abode. Now, when you abode in Christ, he said very, very clearly in John's Gospel, chapter number 3, he told us, he said that, I am the vine. I am the vine and ye are the branches. Now, when the branches leave the vine, they struggle to survive. See, our life in Christ is a life of rest. We must see that. Our life in Christ is a life of advantage. That's the rest. Our life in Christ is a life of authority. That's the rest. Our life in Christ is a life of power. That's the rest. In the book of Galatians, chapter 2, verse 20, the Bible says, it's no longer I that live, but Christ that lives in me. The life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Oh, I remember when I was telling my daughter to read the scriptures when she goes to school. She read the scriptures to herself. And we came to a very beautiful three I's in that verse. It's no longer I that live, but Christ that lives in me. And the life that I now live, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. And amazing, because as you go through the three I's, one of the I transforms to be Christ. That's the rest. You function in Christ. That's the rest. I want to read a scripture for you in the book of Hebrews, chapter number 4. Hebrews chapter number 4, amazing what the Spirit of God says. Our key verse is in verse 10, but it's beautiful for us to read from verse 8. Reading, For if Jesus had given them rest, then would he not afterward have spoken of another day? So what the Bible is saying here is, in the Old Testament, if that was the rest, then he wouldn't speak of another day. Reading further. There remained therefore a rest to the people of God. Hallelujah. There remained a rest to the people of God. What is this rest? Listen to me, kings and priests of the Most High God. It's about to break out in the verse itself. Verse 10. For he that is entered into his rest. You see, it's not a Sabbath. In the New Testament, Sabbath is not a day. In the New Testament, Sabbath is not an activity. In the New Testament, Sabbath is not a law. In the New Testament, Sabbath is a place we abode in. Glory to God. It's a place. In the New Testament, it's a spiritual place. Sabbath is a spiritual place. And that spiritual place is Christ Jesus, where you see yourself in him, where is no more your life. It's no more your life in the body. That's why your tubes cannot be unproductive. That's why your eyes cannot remain that way. That's why your skin cannot remain infected. That's why your blood cannot remain contaminated. That's why your heart cannot remain inefficient. Why? It's no longer I that live. I live in Christ Jesus. The life I now live, I live by faith on the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. It's not my identity. It's the identity of Christ that lives. Hallelujah. Glory to God. At the mention of my words this moment, every flesh is under the life of Christ. It doesn't matter what the doctor said about you. Diabetes, I curse you in the name of Jesus. Pain, I curse you in the name of Jesus. On your skin, on your blood, on your bone, I curse everything that is arguing with the authority of Christ. I speak to you, kings and priests of the Most High God. Your God is awesome. Your God is wonderful. Your God has given you such a rest, such a beautiful rest. What rest it is? Christ rest. Hallelujah. Christ's rest. He said we have entered into his rest. We've entered into his rest. Which rest is this? Christ's rest, saints. Christ's rest, kings and priests of the Most High God. I pray for every one of you this morning that you will see what I see from the studio this moment. You will feel what I feel. We have entered into Christ's rest. In the New Testament, he prepared it for us. He said it on the cross, it is finished. Why? It is a place. He has brought us to a large place. In John's Gospel, chapter 14, verse 1, he said, do not let your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house, there are many mansions. I go to prepare a place for you. That's the rest. He gave us a place in him. He said in John's Gospel, chapter 17, he said, Father, that they may know that you love them as you love me. He said, that they may know that you love them as you love me. I in them and thou in me. Oneness. Hallelujah. The description of Christ's rest. Oneness. We are one with the Godhead. What a beautiful membership. What a beautiful membership of divine synergy in the kingdom. What a beautiful membership of a union with the Godhead. It's a privilege. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. What a year 2018, saints. It's a beautiful year. Relocate to Christ's rest. Perhaps you have been trying to please God. Perhaps you have been trying to do things fine and you're figuring out it's not working. Rest on the place. Be in abode in him. He said, the plant can no longer bear fruit except it abides in me. He said, every branch that abides in me bears fruit, bring forth fruit. Abide in Christ. Glory to God. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is getting very hot. I try to read this and finish this. And verse 10 says, in the book of Hebrews, verse 10 says, and he that is entered to his rest, he also had ceased from his own works. What works? The works to be accepted by God. The works to measure yourself in the things of God. The works to feel that God loves you. The works to feel these things. You are ceased from it. Glory to God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. And he says, as God did from his. God ceased from his works. Now, I was explaining to you in the Old Testament that God ceased from his work. But verse 11 says, let us labor therefore to enter into that rest. What labor? Quit yourself. What labor? See, many of you woke up this morning. Now, different time zones are right here. I can see you right on my server. I can see United Kingdom, Jakarta, Indonesia, Oman, and I can see Jakarta, Indonesia again, and I can see Newark, DE, United States. I can see these things on my server right now, just looking at my screen. See, you've got different time zones, but you got up today to hear the word of God. You got up today to fellowship with the kings and priests of the Most High God. You are laboring to enter into his rest. You would have been sleeping. You would have been enjoying your bed by now. You would have been doing something, but you decided to give this time to the Lord in fire meeting and coming together with the kings and priests of the Most High God around the world and causing changes and making difference for the kingdom of God. Why is it that you are listening? You are laboring to enter into his rest. That's the only way we labor. We pay attention to his words. One time, he took the disciples, he took Peter, James, and John, and he took them to the mount, which the biblical scholars we've come to know, we call it the Mount of Transfiguration. He took them there, and while he was there, he transfigured. His clothing was like lightning, and the clouds lowered upon them. What a ship of the Holy Ghost! What a plane! What an airline of Jesus Christ! The cloud lowered down, and as the cloud lowered down, it's amazing to see. Come on. It's amazing to see. When the cloud cleared up, Elijah and Moses appeared, you know, and then they were talking to the Lord Jesus Christ. And Peter was so flabberwhelmed. Peter was so excited. Peter was so full of that awesome, wonderful presence of God. And Peter said, "Let's make three tabernacles, one for Elijah, one for Moses, and one for Jesus Christ, and let us not live here." But the voice of God said something. "This is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased." Then he says, "Hear ye him." Hear him. Listen to him. That's how we labor. We listen to what he says. If he says that you are clean through the word I've spoken unto you, we are clean through the word he's spoken unto us. If he says you are free, we are free. If he says know the truth and the truth shall make you free, know the truth and be free. His words are the connection point. They are the knob. They are the handle. They are the access point in which we get into the Spirit. Come on, saints. This year, 2018, is your year of Christ rest. You will experience it in your job. You will experience it in your relationship, in your home, with your children, with your husband, with everyone, with the church members, with everyone. You will experience Christ rest. Only pay attention to him. If he says by his stripes you were healed, by his stripes you were healed. Consider him who's faithful. Turn your eyes on him. Focus on him. He says, "I'll not leave you nor forsake you." He said in his word that he's empowered you. "I've given you power and authority over all the power of the enemy," he says, "to trample them under your foot, to trample snakes and scorpions, and nothing shall by any means hurt you." Pay attention to that. Abhor in that. Live in that. That's how to cease from your works. That's how to cease from your own works, trying to protect yourself and try. You see, many Christians in the area of protection, I have to tell you this, many Christians, you know, if they want to go out, they would like to read Psalm 91 or something, Psalm 23 or some beautiful Psalm. That's great. But you see, in Christ, we are protected. In Christ, we rest in his protection. We're conscious of him. Like I told you as I wind up, he says, "It's no longer I that live. It's no longer I that live, but Christ that lives in me." My success is a connected success. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for your presence, Lord. It's just Christ rest all the way. We love you, precious Holy Spirit. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, perhaps there may be a king or a priest right now in the house, listening to the voice of your servant, listening to the voice of your son, listening to the voice of your king, your priest, speaking right now, maybe trying to please, trying to measure things up, and it's just a big struggle. I release you from your struggles. Abhor in Christ's rest. He is giving us that rest. How to abhor in it? Believing. Believing is written there. It's believing. We believe into the rest. We believe into the rest. He says in verse 11, "Let us labor therefore to enter into that rest, lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief." Believing is the access point to that rest. Oh, work on your believing. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Father. Such an awesome time the Spirit of God has given to us to start the year with this description of 2018. Thank you, Father. Father, I pray for all the kings and priests of the Most High God under the influence of my words right now, which you are the source, Lord, and your Spirit. I pray for them. I curse sickness. Get out from there in the name of Jesus. I curse weakness. Go out from there. These are my fellow Christ neighbors. We dwell in Christ. We dwell in Christ. I curse you, sickness. Get out from this place. You have nothing to do here. Get out from here. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you leave this place. You leave this place in Jesus Christ's name. I bring healing to my friends. I bring healing to my family. I bring healing to the kings and priests of the Most High God. I bring what God has given to them. I announce it in Jesus Christ's name. Healing is yours. Receive your healing, saints. Receive your healing in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. I pray for all the prayer requests, starting from the one that came this morning. I pray for Andre's mother and 5 sisters. I pray for their father and 2 sisters. Everyone, I pray that the light of salvation will shine in that family in the name of Jesus, and that the eyes of their understanding will be enlightened. I bring them under the influence of God's love and God's power. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Oh, I pray for Nicholas and Jeshwin. Oh, let it be light in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let the light of God shine in their lives in Jesus Christ's name. Let them walk in the light of God's Spirit. And let these days of their life be lived in glory and Christ rest. I pray for all your brothers and all your sisters for their children's salvation. Let there be light. I pray for Siddharth and all his family members. I decree in the name of Jesus, the time has come for them to come to the knowledge of the truth. The time has come right now. Be free in the name of Jesus Christ. Be free. Thank you, Father. Let the light of salvation shine. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I pray for more names. I pray for Steve. And I pray for Lauren. I pray for Alan. Oh, that the heart of a mother who sent this particular prayer request, that the heart of a mother be granted, heart desire be granted, that the eyes of their understanding be enlightened, and that they'll have a beautiful communication, and they will dwell in the rest of Christ. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. In Jesus Christ's precious name, amen and amen and amen. Hallelujah. We've come to the end of today's fire meeting over the radio. Father, let your fresh anointing of your Spirit rest upon your children. Everyone listening to me, fresh anointing from your Spirit rest upon them in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And amen and amen. Thank you, Lord. Now, I'm glad to tell you that we've started the blog, online blog, in our website, www.tanradio.net. The online blog is there, so you can get the program that we have broadcasted live. You can get it in few minutes after it's broadcasted live. You can download it. Wow, great. You can listen to your mobile anytime, and you can share whatever you want to share with your friends and family members and be able to bless their lives. So the blog, tanradio.net, the blog is right there. You can download, you can listen to this right there again before the rebroadcast that will be played, as it will be scheduled for 9:30 at night Indian Standard Time. So that's about the blog. The blog is there, so you enjoy that. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Amen and amen. This is a Friday, and I tell you, create the atmosphere around you, a family atmosphere, time to spend with your family, speak with them, and find out the difficulties that you're facing. And you in Christ, I'm telling you, their difficulties have nothing in the presence of God. And you function in the very grace of God, and you do great and mighty things in His name. Ha! Hallelujah, and as Christ rest. I'm about to leave you with a very beautiful, special song. All the kings and priests of the Most High God, I give you this beautiful song, My God is Awesome by Charles Jenkins. My God is Awesome. I'll see you on Monday. Come on. Remember this description of the year 2018. I'll see you on Monday. Jesus is Lord. God bless you.
Hallelujah. Come on, everybody, lift your hands as we lift our voices. Come on, say, my God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
Come on, say, he can move mountains.
He can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Keep me in the valley.
Come on, say it, hide me from the rain.
Hide me from the rain.
That's it. My God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
Come on, heals me when I'm broken.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Strength where I've been weakened.
Forever he'll reign.
Come on, you got it. My God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
Come on, say, he can move mountains.
He can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Keep me in the valley.
Hide me from the rain.
From
has he ever covered
rain.
You? Come on, my God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Strength where I've been weakened.
Forever
he'll reign. One word. Come on, everybody. My God.
My God is awesome.
Come on, somebody lift your voice.
Awesome.
If you know he's been good, say it.
Awesome.
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 Say, my God.
My God is awesome.
Come on, if you know he's been good, then you testify.
Awesome.
Somebody ought to lift your voice.
Awesome.
He's awesome.
Awesome.
Come on. My God.
My God.
Verse 2.
Awesome.
Savior of the whole world.
Savior of the whole
giver
world.
Giver of salvation.
Giver of salvation.
By his stripes.
By his stripes
I'm healed. Yeah. My God is awesome.
My God is
listen.
Awesome.
Today I am forgiven. His grace is why
grace
I'm living.
Is why I'm living.
Somebody ought to praise his holy name.
Holy name.
Come on, you say, my God.
My God is awesome.
Come on, awesome.
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 My God.
My God is awesome.
Come on, look back over your life. See where the Lord has brought you from.
Awesome.
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 Let's talk about why he's awesome. You say, he's mighty.
He's mighty.
He's mighty.
He's mighty.
Awesome. Somebody ought to lift your voice and celebrate.
Awesome.
If you know he's been good, you say, he's holy.
He's holy.
He's holy.
He's holy. Protect.
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 Won't he look out for you?
move mountains.
He can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Keep me in the valley.
Hide me from the rain.
Hide me from the rain.
Oh, my God is.
My God is awesome.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Strength where I've been weak.
Praise His holy name.
Oh, somebody ought to celebrate the awesome God.
And the Word became flesh.
The most music on the radio.
Jesus Christ, Son of God.